Many New Yorkers are still coming to terms with last week's terror attacks that destroyed two of the city's most recognizable landmarks.
I go to sleep at night and I think I'm going to wake up and it was just a horrible nightmare. But then you wake up, you stand on the terrace, you see the smoke, and you know it's not.
Geraldine Finnelly and her family live near the site where the World Trade Center once stood. Now, like millions of New Yorkers, Finnelly says the family is moving on with its lives.
You just try to go on and you try to put your fear behind you, and we're just trying to survive. We live here. We have no place to run to hide.
Helen Cantwell lives a few blocks from the Finnellys. She's been there for 27 years. She watched from her terrace as the World Trade Center towers were built. Last week, she saw them collapse.
It's a wonderful neighborhood. Everybody's friendly and it's helpful. Some neighborhood had to be hit with a disaster. There's a lot of support here, one and another to one and another.
Cantwell also is trying to return to her daily routine. She's 88 years old. She runs errands. She walks her dog Yagi in the neighborhood. She says she isn't worried.
No, I figure it's done. I don't think they're going to repeat anything like it, you know, very soon. And the skies being protected more than it happened. No, I'm not at all afraid.
But for others, a return to normalcy is impossible.
We haven't been able to sleep at home, so every day we wake up somewhere else, basically, with different friends and family.
Ronan Bar-Cohen lives in an area still considered unsafe by city officials. He can't go home yet, but he has been going to work, and he says that helps.
By going back to work and starting to talk to the people that you talk to on a kind of a day-by-day basis, you start to get the feeling of, all right, we've been here before, you know, before this tragedy happened, and we can go back to the way it was.
Ronan Bar-Cohen and other New Yorkers a week after the terror attacks that ravaged much of Lower Manhattan.